This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for May 9th, episode 1424, brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
They're all in line. They're off in the Kentucky Derby. Nyquist had a good beginning. Lonnie, the Japanese colt, is away last. Dancing Candy on the far outside is out well, and so is Gunrunner from the inside. Nyquist between those two. Outwork is close, and then comes Shagoff. And they're followed by More Spirit on the far outside. Whitmore is after that. In between horses is Tom's Ready. Down toward the inside, Oscar Nominated next with one. And then comes Mahesto, followed by Destined to the inside. Mohamed is racing about 10 lengths off the lead. He's down on the inside of horses, moving around that turn and right alongside of Brody's Cause. 5 lengths back to My Man Sam, Exaggerator, and Kent DeSormo. Well off the pace here. And then comes Mo Tom. Lonnie's gone by a few. Creator is next by another 5. Then sudden breaking news. And Nation, the maiden is last in the quarter mile, was in 45 and 3/5 seconds, and Dancing Candy wings up the backstretch in front, setting a solid pace which could help these late closers here. Dancing Candy in front by 2.5 lengths under Mike Smith, with Gunrunner running in second on the inside. The undefeated Nyquist is right there, third to the outside. Break of another 2 to Outwork in fourth. Victor Espinosa is down on the rail with Whitmore. They're 4.5 lengths off the lead. Then it's Tom's Ready, Destined, and Oscar Nominated on the inside as the field makes their way around the far turn. 3/4 win at 1:10-2. And it is Dancing Candy in front by a neck. And here's Florent Giroux and Gunrunner, and they take the lead on the far turn. Nyquist is right in contention, and he's next to Gunrunner. And then it's a 4-length gap back to Destin, who has rallied into third. Mohamed is coming on too, and they're into the stretch, and it's Nyquist. Nyquist has taken the lead on the outside. Gunrunner, second at the rail. 5 lengths back to Destin in third. And they come to the final furlong. Exaggerator is closing in. Nyquist to catch with a 16th to go. Gunrunner, Exaggerator on the outside. Nyquist and Exaggerator, they're coming to the line together. And Nyquist is still unbeaten. He has won the Kentucky Derby. Exaggerator was second, and then a photo for third among sudden breaking news. And Gunrunner, and the final time was swift. 2 minutes, 1.31 seconds, set by a brilliant Nyquist.
Whew, that warmed up the blood in my body. Oh my gosh. Wow. Just wow. How amazing is that horse? I mean, he's just incredible. He reminds me of another horse that ran about a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago. Yep. Very fast time, though. But the track was in good shape. So it was a good time. And wow, you're right.
It was a cool horse. So perfectly well ridden by Mario Gutierrez. Nyquist is just pours his heart in. I mean, it was such a fast pace going off the start. So they always know that there's going to be a couple horses that are going to really go really fast. And then you kind of have to lay back and then wait for those horses to kind of slow down going around that final turn. And then that's when you make your move. Here's what I would like to say. If you know that your horse is going to blow out at the beginning and then fade at the end, wouldn't you not let your horse blow out at the beginning and fade at the end, Mike Smith? I mean, really? Dancing Candy, everybody was like, oh, he's going to be the first one out. He's going to be the first one out.
And he was.
And they did exactly what he did in his last race. Why would you Like, what is the thought process for the, is the trainer
if
like,
if they were on the same team like NASCAR, I would say that, it, you know, that horse was the sacrificial lamb, but they're not even on the same, it's
they're
not like they're on the same team or same trainer or anything.
And Mike Smith would not like to come in 15th, I'm sure, for the Kentucky Derby. Like, you ain't getting paid much, you know? So I don't get it. I don't get why at the beginning of the race, before all like 2 hours of stuff, they're like, Dan's and Candy's, we got a lot of speed horses in here, a lot of speed horses, but a lot of horses that lay back.
It's great
too.
If you're running a quarter mile. But
right. Why wouldn't you be like, you know what? I'm going to rate my speed horse a little bit and maybe just take a little bit of pressure in his mouth and slow him down a little bit. I don't get it. But you know what? Somebody ask on Facebook what my assessment of Mike Smith's ride would be. And that would be it. Like, why would you ride that stupid? That just seems stupid. Like, you know it's going to happen. Why don't you not let it happen? Anyway.
Do you think that Mario Gutierrez and Doug O'Neill went to the bar and said, I'll have another?
Did you not hear the presentation of the trophy?
No, I didn't.
The owner gets up there and they're like, your second Kentucky Derby. Congratulations. And he goes, I'll have another. Like, it's exactly what he said. The owner read him. So it was... You were not the first one to think of that. Sorry. I was like, how long did he have that one in his pocket?
All you know, day he was going, that's what I'll say.
For years. That's the last time he went. He was like, I can't wait to say I'll have another and I get another. Yeah. So it was exciting. Didn't take nothing away from that horse, Nyquist. My God, he's just faster than everybody. Like I told you guys on Friday, I hate to pick the favorite, but he's a favorite for a reason. Like, he is not only just close to the other horses, you know, like a lot of times there's a bunch of kind of close-up favorites. To me, there was like nobody else who was even close, and I was watching all these people, you know, they go through the crowd, they're like, who's your pick? And it's like, my man Sam, I'm gonna take More Spirit. I'm like, you guys are all wrong. Like, there's, I mean, I don't even know why you would question. He should have been, well, because that's my opinion, but that's what you pay me for, right?
That's right.
However, I am not so good at picking second and third, because I just knew Whitmore was going to come in second, because with Victor Espinosa in the tack, he's so good at rushing them out of the gate and clearing traffic. What I did not realize is Whitmore is one of those horses that likes to come from behind. And I guess he just couldn't. He finished 19th. Well, so they just stopped him.
Let me just say this. We have no winner from last week. We asked everybody to pick the trifecta, and nobody picked the trifecta. I would say that I am the closest, because I picked all three horses in the wrong order. So if I had a box, that I'd have won like $12. But
well, yeah. I almost would give you credit if you just would have said box it. But you literally picked Nyquist to not come in first.
No, so yeah. And I picked Gunrunner, who came in third. So
yeah. Nice. Well,
so we have no winner of the gift certificate from horselovers.com. So we're going to hold that out for another contest.
Why don't we roll that over to the Preakness?
Yes. We'll do that.
I'm hearing an echo, just so you know. Oh, yeah. The one thing I do want to say about all the horses and all the trainers, you know, they all kind of went on afterwards, and basically every single one of them was paying massive compliments to Nyquist. They're like, he's just that kind of horse. And then they talk about their own horses. Well, just so you know, Dancing Candy, his excuse for coming in 15th was he sustained an entrapped epiglottis during the race.
How's that?
I knew you would ask me. So let me give you the veterinary manual from Merck on what an entrapped epiglottis is. An epiglottic entrapment is a less common cause of respiratory noise and exercise intolerance, and the ari epiglottic fold just completely envelops the apex and lateral margins of the epiglottis, and the shape is visible dorsal to the soft palate. It's appropriate, but the distinct serrated margins of the epiglottis and the dorsal epiglottic vascular pattern are obscured by a fold in the ari epiglottic mucosa.
That helps.
Got it?
Got it.
There you go. That's all I got.
You know, that's something that you can claim and nobody's going to know what the hell you're talking about. And you're safe. It's a safe claim, right? Because nobody knows what it is.
I'm sure Mike Smith was like, you know, I just felt like he suffered an epiglottic entrapment. So I pulled him up. That guy hates me. He doesn't even know me. He hates me. Karmically, I'm in trouble. Sorry. Carry on. Well, anyway, it was a great race.
We're going to talk more about that coming up on the show. But we have intern Haley filling in here today for Jennifer. It's her birthday. So Haley agreed to fill in and give Jennifer the morning off. Thank you,
Happy
Haley.
Birthday. Good morning.
Well, and we have a very special news on Haley's front, too. On Saturday, she earned her Bachelor of Science in Animal, Dairy, and Veterinary Sciences with an emphasis in equine science, which is the longest damn title for a degree ever. Congratulations, Haley.
Yay! Thank you. So crazy being done. It didn't sink in until yesterday when... you know, it's all the families left and Sunday's just a quiet Sunday afternoon and I have no homework and I realize I'll never have homework.
Did you have
anymore.
Like a school hangover where you like wake up, you're like, what do I do? Why did
yes.
I do
my last final was Friday morning and my husband graduated with his master's Friday morning in civil engineering.
Congratulations to him too.
Yeah. Yay. It was crazy having finals and then family coming in town with still having finals and having to study in the back room.
Well, I gotta
definitely
say,
went out with a bang.
I didn't know it was a thing because it's kind of been a long time, but decorating the tops of the caps apparently now is a thing. And you did a great job on yours. And Inventing Nation should be proud. tell everybody what you did.
I totally bought a dress with Eventing Nation colors, and I coordinated my cap with that kind of navy blue and the red and the white flag. I painted a dressage arena on the cap and said, the only test I'll take from now on.
Amen, sister.
A picture of the dressage arena.
And that one's more nerve-wracking than any test you ever took in college, too.
Right.
Ain't that
both nerve-wracking and still somewhat fun somehow.
Well, congratulations. That's so amazing. It's just got to be, I mean, it's like you wake up, go, what do I do now? Do you have plans for what you're going to do besides be an awesome intern for us? That would be
a no.
Everybody asks that, and you wish you had something straight out the gate, but...
You don't have to have anything. It's all good.
Hey, as long as you have a husband that works and makes big bucks, you can stay home.
He has something, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a job totally lined up.
Oh, you're good.
I think I'll do some 4-H stuff.
You know what they say? 85% of people with degrees never use them, so you're good.
I fit right in.
Yeah, that's right. Your parents
She's like, I have an animal science degree. I'm going to go into marketing.
That's right. I'm going to be an intern on a radio show.
I love my degree. I learned so much.
Well, why don't you, speaking of learning things, help us out with what's on today's show.
Okay. On today's show, a day of celebration as you review some exciting weekend events. Afterwards, Dr. Chain visits to discuss hormone support, and Kristen stops by from Horse Nation.
Thank you, Haley. It's good to have you on the show, and congratulations again. Time for
Thank
some
you.
Daily Winnies. And my Daily Winnie is one of these. And that's a happy birthday to a lot of people, actually. Not just my wife, but it's my wife's birthday. Happy birthday to Coach Jen. Love her very much. And she is outside right now. I see her at the barn. She has said, screw you people, I'm out.
Yeah.
So editor Neil, who edits most of our weekly shows here, it's his birthday. Also, listener Avery Morgan, Joy Rosalind, and our friend and photographer Scott Trees. All it's a very popular birthday, May the 9th. So happy birthday, everybody.
All right, hold on. I was trying to figure out what was going on 9 months ago, and it's just August.
That's what I was just thinking.
Like people, it's too hot to go outside. So they're
I guess.
How you doing? What's going on? All right. Well, I'm going to give my daily Winnie to, this is just, Eventing Nation put it best when they said it was a movie script ending for badminton rookies Libby Head and Sir Rockstar. Basically, she gets this down on its luck thoroughbred. She's a teenage girl. They had nightmares building up to dressage. She was that girl going to dressage shows, but the horse had some talent and she found a trainer named Kyle Carter to like help bring him along. You know, Kyle Carter like also competed at Rolex this year. So they ended up spending a lot of time and he was just such a talented jumper. And they head out, they go to dressage, so they go to badminton. Why wouldn't you? And they take the horse and it comes in like 73rd after dressage. But you know what? It goes on and it jogs up, runs cross country and runs almost clear. I think they had a couple time penalties, but amazing. She went from 73rd to 33rd after cross country. Then she heads into show jumping, takes one rail, moves all the way up to 31st after the horse jogs up. Now, here's the deal. Thoroughbred, 18 years old. She's 23 at freaking badminton. Are you kidding me? How amazing is that story? So congratulations to Libby Head and Sir Rockstar, getting your dreams made, girl. Making dreams up for lots of little girls all over the place, too. So thoroughbred, badminton, 18 years old, fifth, by the way, 15-1. Yeah, that's what I said, 15-1. That might be the same size as Zeus. So it can be done. Can congratulations. Do
with those little ones.
Yay! Well, so cool.
Not so little is Sam. And Sam is Michael Young's horse that he just won the second ever Rolex Grand Slam title. The second ever Rolex Grand Slam title. Pippa Funnel was the first one to win in 2003. It has not been won since then. He took home a cool $350,000 in addition to what he won at the three events it took him to get there. He came in with the lowest dressage score in the history of badminton at 34.4.
Unbelievable.
34. That's low, people. That's really, really low. And yep. Low is good in eventing. So
yeah, that's about perfect.
That. Yeah, so he did very well. Then he went and had no penalties at all in cross country. No time penalties, no jumping penalties. And then he did a clear show jumping round just to say to everybody, screw you, I'm the best in the world. And it was by a long margin too, wasn't it? It wasn't even close.
He had like two rails in hand, I think, too. So he could have knocked down two and still won.
Yeah. I mean, that's, when you come in on a 34 on your dressage, you're pretty much going to be 10 points ahead of everybody else.
Unbelievable.
So he was. Congratulations to him. Now, you were joking a little bit last Wednesday about his press conferences because he doesn't speak very good English. I think he's getting a little better, but he doesn't speak great English, and he gives kind of dry answers.
He's kind of German, and he just doesn't care.
Right. Well, I have a little bit of the press conference after he won.
Oh, good,
do you
want
to hear
good.
How excited he got?
Yes. Okay. I mean, he just won like $1 million, so yeah, let's. He's got to be thrilled.
All right, here we go.
I think we need a bit time to realize that. That's a very special moment for me. That is a very, very big situation now. We always said this is a normal competition. This is, we do it like every time. This is not special. This is not badminton. This is, like all other competitions. And now we have to think about it, that we can realize it. I think we need a bit time to do it. And I have to say thank you to all the people that helped me.
And then he goes through to thank everybody. But I think his English is just not great, so he tries to put the words together and gets kind of stuck. Because when you hear him speaking in German, he's very quick and animated. So,
yeah.
But
I would say you almost just get a translator, dude.
Yeah.
Like, because you're kind of coming across as like, this is not a big deal. This is not the badminton.
He was very happy when you saw his face after all the pictures. Yeah, he was a happy guy. And especially when they handed him the check.
I'm sure. Although I just feel like some people like him don't even need the money, but like it always helps, I guess.
Yeah, it helps when you're owners, so you're actually winning something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, bringing in some dollars. That always helps. When the owners pay less, it helps.
Yes.
Yeah, so congratulations, and it was a good badminton. It went off, I guess, very well, and a German came in second place as well, so the Germany took 1-2. I kind of think that we know who's going to go into the Olympics as the favorite this year, huh?
Well, yeah, Boyd Martin.
No, that's not really who I meant.
Just so you guys know, there were some other Americans that rode. Like Buck rode the apprentice and he retired. But Libby was the only American to finish, by the way.
At
20 something. Yeah. 24.
She's cute as a button, too.
18 year old horse, 15-1 in thoroughbred. And Bruce Buck Davidson on the apprentice retired on cross country. Boyd Martin was eliminated on cross country. So she was not the only American there. Boyd was on a horse named Cracker Jack. So they're all trying to get their qualifications for the Olympics. And she's the one who really represented the best, you know?
Well, I did want to also mention one other thing here before we go on. We got to talk a little bit about the Oaks race. That happened on Friday as well. I'm going to bust your chops a little bit about that. But I wanted to mention, very important, and I didn't even know it, and I want to thank Nick, our developer, who we've picked on, we've had a little fun with over the last couple of weeks. But he does a great job, and I didn't realize it till I saw an update come in on Android to my Horse Radio Network app. And so now you can now listen live on your app on Android. You could be listening right now to us on the morning show. Now you have to have an internet connection or preferably a Wi-Fi connection. But the button is now there. All of the new shows are on there. We have now 10 shows on the app. So if you have Android, you can now listen to us live here on Horses in the Morning and any of the live events that we do. And I'm going to test it now. I've not tested it yet, Jamie. So I have the phone in my hand. I just hit live. Let's see if we show up here at some point, if it's working or not. Maybe somebody that's actually listening could let me know.
Maybe you should get a web developer who has a bigger brain.
Don't pick on Nick anymore. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I'm not the one who picked on him.
I'm not hearing any live feed at this point.
On a side note, just if you guys are bored and want to hear some awesomeness, the Lady Martha course walk with Leslie Wiley is posted on Eventing Nation. It's called An Alternative Badminton Course Analysis with Lady Martha. And I actually thought while looking at the pictures, and I've seen Leslie Wiley quite a bit, I thought Lady Martha was Leslie Wiley. And I was like, how come they have posted so many pictures of Leslie? I'm like, oh my God, that's Lady Martha. They're like little twinsies. They even dress alike. So just so you know.
And I will let you know that she is not here today, Leslie, and I think that's because she's severely hungover. She's been with Lady Martha for a week, and I think she after that, you probably need, a week to recover. So
yeah. I would imagine. I would imagine. It's going to be a tough plane ride home.
They're starting to become each other.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Without all the money part, just missing that.
Who knows? You don't know.
Oh, that's true. I don't know. All right, let's talk about the Oaks here real quick before we have to get to Dr. Chang.
Ooh. I made an emotional pick, Glenn, and emotional picks don't pay off.
It also shows that babies of very successful horses don't always do well.
No, she's done well. She wouldn't be running in the Oaks if she didn't have a good 2-year-old.
She come in like eighth?
She just didn't win this one. But so like she may not be the best. But I just wanted her to win the same race her mama won. So what we're talking about is Rachel Alexandra won the Kentucky Oaks, and her daughter, Rachel's Valentina, was running in it, and she had very success. She won her first race out. I mean, she's been really impressive in the 2-year-old year, and so this is her second race this year, which she didn't win the first one either, but she was close. So here is the Kentucky Oaks with Rachel Valentina.
All in line, ready for the start. They're off in the Kentucky Oaks. Catherine Sophia fires out fast. and Rachel's Valentina goes with her early. Terra Promessa is on the inside and showing speed. So the Stone Street horses are 1-2. Terra Promessa in front. Rachel's Valentina sits behind her. Louis Bay is running in third. Catherine Sophia taken back to sit fourth early on. Then Paola Queen on the far outside. And they're followed by Mocat, Go Maggie Go, and Mo D'Amore right behind them. Then Dream Dance on the inside of Landover Sea. Taxable is three wide around that first turn. Weep No More is next, and then Royal Obsession and Venus Valentine. And the opening quarter mile in 23. At 1/5 seconds, it's a very solid pace here, and Terra Promessa is setting it. Rachel's Valentina is a length and a half behind her, and Louis Bay is right there third on the inside. Catherine Sophia and Javier Castellano fourth at the backstretch. Four lengths from front-running Terra Promessa. And then it's Paola Queen on the outside. Mocat down toward the rail. Break another two back to Go Maggie Go and Mo D'Amore. And then Royal Obsession and Dream Dance on the inside. Weep No More about 8 lengths off the lead as they make their way for the far turn. Landover Sea is next. It is Terra Promessa who went 47-4 for a half mile. Heading around the far turn in front. Rachel's Valentina is a length behind her. Catherine Sophia makes her bid three wide, and Louis Bay is still in contention, fourth, and waiting for running room on the inside. Looks like she's got it now. Herrera Ortiz Jr. sends her on through, and there's four horses across the track as Catherine Sophia takes the lead on the outside. Louis Bay is now second, and then it's Rachel's Valentina, Terra Promessa, and Landover Sea. Catherine Sophia has run away here. Catherine Sophia's got a four-length lead as they come by the 16th pole. And Catherine Sophia will be very impressive. The winner of the Kentucky Oaks. And then it was Landover Sea in a photo with Louis Bay and Go Maggie Go.
There you go.
Yeah, well, Catherine Sophia was amazing. She did a great job.
You know what? That's a horse that I think, you know, we're going to be seeing a lot of, too.
Yeah.
Just ran away with it.
Once Songbird gets healthy, like, all of them were like, okay, well, we decided to run in this because Songbird's not here. So you're going to see another really amazing one coming up, too. So it's a good year for horse racing. Let me say that, because last year was a good one. I think it's going to be a good one this one, too.
Very cool. Well, we had so much. I mean, there was so much news and everything over the weekend. This is our kind of like Super Bowl weekend. Everything happens at once. We got Rolex, and then we got badminton, and then we got the Derby. And how many weeks away is it now to the Preakness? I always forget. Is it
2 weeks?
Or it's two weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
And then it's 4 weeks to Belmont.
3 weeks. You're so close. Wrong.
I didn't get any of that right.
It's grueling. Is it grueling?
Well, did you, I saw a post over the weekend and I thought it was wrong. I thought maybe you typed it wrong or that there was an issue with it. And that's that you went horse shopping and it was a pleasant experience.
Isn't that weird?
It is very weird for you.
There were no dead
horses lying around. You didn't have an owner that the horse wasn't bucking or... You know, starving to death or...
For those listening, those things have happened.
Yeah, every one of those things.
Dead horse laying in the field with his leg cut off. Yeah, that was fun to drive into. And then the video that they sent me, and it was actually not the same horse that I saw as the video I watched. Yeah, that was fun. So there's been plenty of nightmare experiences. And so I got hired by a girl who is... She's not my student, but she... boards at a Western barn down the road, and they referred me because she wants to get into jumping. So I don't know if she'll become a student or not. They were like, you know what you're looking at, so go. So I called Carefree Farms, which is a venting barn here in the area, and they had a couple horses for us to look at. And these people have, you know, they have more money than me when they go horse shopping. They don't have $1 million or anything. And I mean, they're looking in the under 10 range. So you kind of, when you look there, you don't really usually go to the really nice facilities because they usually don't have anything in that price range. But they were like, yeah, we can work with you. Came out, first horse, they meet the girl. They're like, you know what? We were going to show you this horse, but he's going to be too much for you. So we're not even going to let you get on him. I was like, what? You mean they're not going to just create some sort of bucking YouTube video that's going to happen? Like, this is... Okay, well, that's legit. And then, I don't know all these people very well. I just called the nice place and see what they have. Second horse, Yeah, I think this one's a little too closed off the track. I think he's a little too green for you. We have one more. Go look at the third horse. This one is ridden up through novice, and he's just, you know, he's not super fancy. He's kind of downhill, but he's very well trained, 7-year-old thoroughbred, very lazy type, you know. He might work great for you because this girl, like I said, she's a Western rider and has never even jumped a fence. The farm manager gets on him, rides him around, jumps courses. I get on him, ride him around, jump courses. Like, I'm like, wait, what? This is like so normal. And the little girl gets on him, or teenage girl, and she rides him around. She didn't jump anything because she's never jumped. But I'm like, where's the drama? Why is this horse the same one that I'm that like they described? This is so bizarre.
What's wrong with this horse? It's exactly as advertised.
It's exactly as they said it was. I wrote it and like nothing happened. And even the farm manager was like, well, what do you think? And I was like, I think that this horse is very well trained. She's like, well, he's like, you know, he's not going to run prelim or anything. And I go, no, he cantered when I asked him to canter and he got the correct lead. She's like, oh, okay. It's like, expectations are low horse shopping for me. You mean you said he can like do a dressage test and he actually can like go out and do one. And you said he jumps well. And like, I mean, I was messing with him. I was like burying him at fences and I was like making him leap out. And he just, okay, whatever you say. I'm like, where am I? This is not me. Karmically, there's something going on. Cosmic, the planets are out of order. Something has happened. So anyway, yeah, I had actually a positive shopping experience.
I think that might be your first in life.
It might be. And of course, it's because it's not my horse. Like, I'm not shopping. And of course, Chad's out of town. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going horse shopping with a client. And he's like,
oh, no.
He goes, did you take the trailer? I'm like, it's not for me. And he's like, I know you. Did you take the trailer?
Did you take the trailer?
Yeah, because they wanted to show me the off-the-track thoroughbreds. They're like, oh, we
Chad,
all I was like, I
Chad
can't.
Chad got out his phone quickly and transferred all the money out of the account.
He said, oh, I have a horse account, baby. He doesn't have access to that one.
He's like, transfer.
Exactly. No, so it worked out great. And I have like nothing to tell. She went and was trying out some more not English horses this weekend. I don't even think they know what they want, but it was just a positive experience. And wow, there you go.
There
I got
you go.
Nothing else to
and
say.
The other amazing thing about it is you didn't buy it, so that was the other amazing thing.
Dear
about
God,
it.
She was like, let me bring it. I was like, no, stop it. I have two. She was like, you just have Mustangs. I was like, yeah, I have amazing Mustangs, number one. And number two, I have a in utero foal that is going to take up a lot of time. I don't need another horse. I know. Go away.
Well, before we get to Dr. Chang, while Haley's getting him set up, we have a listener calling in by the name of Laura. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Glenn. How are you?
All right. What's going on?
Hey, I want to congratulate you on your Kentucky Derby pick.
Hey, I just had him a little wrong, in the wrong order.
Yeah, he wasn't right. I was the one who picked the winner. Go ahead. Carry on. What else would you say?
And I want to give a daily whinny to my husband, who also picked all three horses.
Oh, wow. Okay. And in the right order?
I think he should. He had the first two switched. I know you're not going to like that, Jamie.
But did he box it?
So he had. Uh-huh.
Did he bet on it? Did he box it?
No.
No. Okay. Let's see. I didn't.
No, but he posted on your page.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I did see. There were only two or three. I think two of us, right? He and I were the only ones that had.
Yeah. So he should be applauded.
Oh, I'm applauding him.
He's an excellent. He's an excellent horse husband.
Now, I'm applauding him for being a horse husband, but I'm not applauding him for picking because he didn't pick the right winner. I'm sorry. There's a winner. I have to pick the winner.
I tried claiming that too, Laura. Didn't get anywhere. So.
I picked the winner, just so you guys know. Just okay. Just throwing it out there.
Did you pick the winner, Jamie? I missed that.
Yeah. And so did like most people in America.
Yeah, exactly.
Also.
Thank you, Laura. I like this girl. So now it also says here that you have a comment on the live app on iPhone.
Yeah, I'm using it right now. It was really easy. It was great.
Oh, good.
I'm really excited about it.
Good. I'm glad that's working. I'm trying to figure out. I could not get the Android one to work on my phone, so I put out a call. Anybody that's listening on that, just let me know. Drop me a note on Facebook and let me know if it's working on Android. Well, we have to head off to
I don't know if anything works on Android, but it works great on iPhone.
Listen to her busting on Android. Thank you, Laura, for listening, and thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Laura. Bye. Congrats. Tell your husband congrats. I'm glad he's a good horse husband.
I got to get him on the horse husband show. I mean, obviously, we're kindred spirits.
Yeah.
Thanks, Laura. Well, let's now go and do our monthly segment with Dr. Chang.
Good morning.
Oh, he's here already. You didn't tell me that.
I snuck him in on you.
Morning. Oh, my gosh. Dr. Chang, how are you?
Good, thank you. How's everyone over there?
We're fantastic, but we missed you at Rolex. We didn't get to see your beautiful face.
Oh, I don't know about that. About the beautiful face part.
Well, we were stuck with Jeff, so I
mean. Okay. By comparison, maybe we could talk about that a bit.
Love you, Jeff. Sorry, bud. He probably doesn't listen to
me. It's a good thing he doesn't listen to our show.
I know.
No more samples for you, Jamie.
Well, I did. Patty did give me one of the new fancy Omega Alpha hats, so I was pretty excited to get that. I love representing when I go out to horse trials and stuff, and letting people know where we are on our who our sponsors are on our show. So we do appreciate it. And how what did you do this weekend? Well, if you weren't at Rolex, where the heck were you?
I was rubbing my eyes like crazy because the allergy season is high on my list of things I try to avoid.
Don't you?
I am one of those people. Unfortunately, I wish we did. If I did, I would be the poster child.
Yeah, anybody that could figure that one out, you know, and really make it work, you'd be a bazillionaire.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's all about drugs. Thank God my allergies are only for a short time. But, you know, when we do allergies, one of the things I do is that, you know, you do your normal, I do a liver cleanse, and there's a few things that I do to help, but nothing stops it. And unfortunately, nobody has the thing to stop the allergy response, you know, the things that will help, but, you know. That's unfortunate, but that's all I do. I take our Respirofre, which is the horse version, right? Because that basically clears up the mucus and so on. So it helps my breathing. Then I do something called quercetin, right? To help inhibit some of the histamine. And I do a liver cleanse to basically clean out the liver. The idea is that you clean out the liver, you know, it's everything functions better.
All right, I'm going to need all of those things because my allergies are constant.
You know, a lot of listeners probably don't know, but when we get Jamie for the half an hour before the show, we do the meeting, and she is sneezing and sniffing and blowing the whole way through that every morning.
I know.
You put her on drugs, do you?
I was actually told in one radio show that I worked on that the guy turned to me and he goes, you know, it's not normal for people to blow their nose as much as you do. Thanks for that. Why don't you get up and get moving around? You better, though. I'm better.
Oh, gee. Yeah,
well, Dr. Chang, we're not even here to talk to you about allergies today. We're supposed to talk about hormone support.
I know. So let's talk a little bit about hormone support. Now, hormones, there's several hormones in the body that people think about, right? There's the testosterone, right? That's important in animals like geldings, for example, or mares, for example. And sometimes if you have a stallion and he's not performing well, he needs a little oomph, you can increase the testosterone levels. However, if you're in competition, giving your horse a shot of testosterone is not a good idea, right? Okay. So there are certain herbs that will help the testosterone level increase, but it brings it to the upper side of normal. So and it never goes way past normal because there are too many what they call negative feedback loops that control testosterone production, right? Now, some of these herbs are things like tribulus, Epimedium, which is also known as horny goat weed, right? Those are some of the things that will help testosterone. Okay. Right. And so we produce a product like that called Testos Boost. Right. So basically what this will do, it'll help bring the testosterone level to the upper side of normal, not go way past normal. So it'll never trigger a positive test on it. But what you'll notice with a horse that's on Testos Boost, he has better attitude. Right. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit more on the aggressive side. And the nice thing about this particular product, if you have a horse that, because he has a little bit of he or she has a little bit of extra testosterone, they become a bit unruly and you don't want to deal with them, all you do is back it off and they're back to your normal sweet horse.
So you give Testos Boost to geldings to improve. Why would you give a gelding and what world do sometimes I want my horse to be more for me?
Yeah. Well, you have to remember with the geldings, right? Their major organ that produces testosterone is history, right?
So yeah, thank God. We do that on purpose.
I know, but sometimes they need a little bit more than they're getting from the adrenals, right? Because okay. The adrenal glands are the other place where those glands are also put out a little bit of testosterone, right? But not a huge amount. So you need a little bit extra help sometimes because sometimes, you know, they need a little bit more testosterone to give them more, give them a little bit more attitude in the racing circles. Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
But, right. So that's why you'd want to give them a little bit. It also gives them that little bit of extra edge to win. Right. Because sometimes that's what you're looking for. Right. Attitude. A little bit extra attitude.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. Well, we always say that, you know, aside from American Pharoah, the really amazing horses are all assholes. They're like total jerks, but it happens. Like it definitely helps that testosterone asthma. Yeah. That's why nobody wants to geld anything when they're in race circles. So this would help if they have a gelding, then this would help them.
That's right. Now on the other side, now where we have the mares, now we have issues with too much hormones, right? At that time, because in the estrous cycle, what happens is that you have a mare that you just go touch it. It doesn't want to be touched. It doesn't want this. It doesn't want that. It is I've been known, they call them witchy mares, right?
Yes.
Sometimes I think we should change that into, you know, but I won't say it. Because I've been told I shouldn't say these things on radio.
Well, I already dropped the A word, so probably two cuss words in 5 minutes is not good.
No, but with these things, what we have a product which we call Premier. And what Premier will do, the herbs in there contain what we call phytoestrogens. Phytoestrogens are compounds that behave like estrogens, but they're not as powerful as estrogens. So what they do is that they compete. They compete with the estrogens that are being produced for receptor sites. And because they're not as powerful as real estrogens, when they manage to sit on a receptor site, it lessens the estrogenic response, right? Or the estrogenic effect. So what you do have is a horse that's a lot more a lot more quiet and manageable, right?
So
your witchy mare orifice. Sorry?
I'm sorry. Is that something that you only give them when they're cycling, or is this something that you keep them on all the time?
I would keep them on it all the time, because most of the times it's difficult to time the cycle all the time, right? And the last thing you want is during competition, the horse to flip out on you because of something like that. Right.
Gotcha.
So if you keep during the competition season, you keep them on it, you have a much steadier horse, much more manageable.
Keeps and the levels
that's
correct.
Right.
And okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this would definitely not be something like, say, you're competing your horse, but you want to breed it at the end of the year or at the end of the season. It's something.
It doesn't affect the breeding cycles.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Even the Testos Boost one, we found that we've had a lot of people have used it and have gone on to breed the horse with no problems.
Right? Huh. So it doesn't stop the cycle. It just lessens the attitude of it.
That's right. Right.
God, I'm going to start taking that. Holy cow. Why are women everywhere?
I was thinking
this?
That myself, actually.
I was, Yeah, I was thinking that, but I thought, like, no, I shouldn't be saying things like that.
This is a genius idea for women everywhere. It's not birth control, but it's attitude control.
Not that you need it, Jamie.
Even with mirrors, you can give them a little bit of testosterone boost too, because sometimes you have a mirror that, or you need a little bit more attitude, especially if she's a jumper. Right, you need a little bit more attitude on her, because, you know, you can give them the testosterone boost just to give them a little oomph, right?
Now that begs the question. I'm not going to let you guys rip on women. If I give testosterone boost to a man, is he going to be like ready to go, or is it going to just make him a jerk and grow hair? Like, what's going to happen?
He gets attitude.
Really? Like, good attitude, or like, am I gonna see you on an infomercial at like 2 a.m. pushing this for men?
Well, you know what? You've just given me an idea.
Wait a minute, what was that again, Dr. Chang? I didn't write it down. Could you? Which one was that again?
That's the testosterone boost, Glenn.
Yeah. No. I one other thing I always say for hormonal support. Don't forget to do the cleanse. Do a liver cleanse for hormonal support, because what we find is that, again, a lot of excess hormones, etc., are broken down via the liver. And if you clean up the liver a little bit, you give it more capacity to handle a lot of extras coming down the pipes. So basically, you make your animal a lot more efficient in handling excess productions of hormones and so on. So it's a good thing, especially if you have witchy mirrors and so on, to do a liver cleanse on a regular basis.
Awesome. Now, the liver, obviously, we've got the premare, the testos boost, and is the liver cleanse called liver cleanse? Is that what it is?
It's called liver flush. Liver flush.
Gotcha. So you got creative with the names. Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, Dr. Chang, as always, this is just the best information, and now I have to head over and go find the nearest retailer on OmegaAlphaEquine.com and go out and buy the stuff. I think that even the liver flush is just probably pretty good for every horse every once in a while to have.
That's right. On a regular basis, it's a good thing. It keeps the liver in tip-top shape. And if you keep the liver in tip-top shape, it handles a lot of other stuff a lot easier. You know, because there's so many toxins and so on that get introduced to them. Right, especially in today's age, you know.
Absolutely.
And liver flushing in the coffee in the morning, not a bad thing, eh?
No, okay, good to know. I'm going to slip some liver flush and
caffeine
testos
with
boost.
Your liver flush.
That's right.
Some testos boost into the husband's coffee. Here you go. Watch out.
I'm premier.
Premier for me.
In the coffee.
Dr. Chang, Omega Alpha is committed to helping you learn more about their equine products by offering free teleseminars or web classrooms held the last Monday of the month, 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. The next webinar is May 30th. It's on hormone support, so if you want to learn more, registering is easy. Just call 1-800-651-3172 and ask for Joanne to get your web classroom address and entry code, or you can go to the Omega Alpha website for all the information. If you didn't write that down, OmegaAlphaEquine.com. This is the USA educational page, so check that out. OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Dr. Chang, the evil mastermind behind all of these wonderful hormone support systems. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Chang.
And don't tell
Hey,
Jeff
Dr. Chang,
said.
Can
don't
I order Jeff. That human one in the United States yet? Are you working on that?
Yes, we're working on that to bring the human line over to the U.S.
Okay, and that was, what was the name of that one again?
I'll tell you later.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Dr. Chang.
Take care. Bye-bye.
He can't say because his birthday is his wife's birthday, and he wants to give her premiere, too. We'll talk later.
That wouldn't go over very well.
No.
All right, let's take a break for a song. But before we do that, we're also brought to you today by our auditors. And Haley is one of those auditors. What do you like about being an auditor?
I like all the chatting that goes on in that Facebook group. People are just like a family there. And Jamie always admits all of her deep, dark secrets on that page, too.
The one she doesn't admit on the show.
The ones I can't post on normal pages, like yesterday, I had one of those days where it's Mother's Day, Chad is gone, my house is a mess, the laundry's sky high, and so I dropped Lucas off at a friend's house so I could get caught up. And what did I do? I rode my horses to clean my stalls. And the laundry's still sky high, the house is still a mess, but I feel a hell of a lot better. And so I might have posted that because I can't post that on my, like, where the Air Force wives would see, oh my gosh, how dare you?
Yeah, why didn't the house clean? Your Air Force wives would be like, where's the house cleaner? Why didn't the
house
cleaner come over?
It's a mess. I can't even go in your house. It's so dusty. And like all of a sudden you're riding your horse and not doing it. So yeah, misery loves company. I needed to commiserate with some of my horse people.
But you're not the only one that uses the auditor room for that. The auditor room seems to be a safe zone. And
yeah.
People go in there and just...
You can post horse stuff and not get slammed.
Right.
It's like the behind the scenes for all of our horse stuff that goes on and the Horse Radio Network.
It's true. It's true. And well, thank you so much, Haley, for being an auditor as well. If you would like to become an auditor, and we've had a lot of people doing that here. If you'd like to become an auditor, then head on over to horsesinthemorning.com. There's an auditor banner. Click on that. And for as little as $1 a month, you too can become an auditor and get access to the auditor's room. They also get the bloopers. Although I tell you what's happened with the bloopers. We put out 4 bloopers now, and there's going to be a 5th out shortly, except that all the hosts have figured out that if they screw up, they're going to be on the blooper reel. And they're all like being extra good now. So there's a lot less screw-ups than there used to be. And Reese and Philip were we could count on them for screwing up all the time. And now they're just like getting it down and they're not screwing up as much. So there's less bloopers than there used to be. And then Jamie and I's bloopers are just out here.
We do them live.
You hear them. So.
We do live bloopers. So. And also the other thing about being an auditor is you get links to access to contests and product reviews and stuff
and
like
actually,
that.
And actually, we have a whole bunch of product reviews coming up. We're figuring out how we're going to distribute those all out for people to test the products. So that's going to be happening.
Free stuff, baby.
Yep, free stuff. And we want listeners to help test the products because we can't do them all. So we really appreciate the auditors for that as well. Now, this song I'm dedicating to Haley. Because you graduated, you're now out, and you know, I asked you what
hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back from home born.
Maybe we get sued.
I'm just kidding.
That's a good one, though. And I asked you behind the scenes which song that you prefer, and you said "Hey in Time" by Marion Kennedy, and Jamie said she'd quit, so I can't do that one. But I
and
thought...
then Glenn behind the scenes suggested "Barn Cat."
Barn
I'm
Cat,
like, I'll
Jamie's
just leave.
Absolute all-time favorite song in the last 5 years. Regular listeners will know. And I can't play that one because she'll quit. So I have this one for you by Fleur Magali, and it is "What You Are Today."
Aww.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is
yeah,
the
she
truth.
She didn't write that.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Happiness
clap
is graduation.
Along if you feel like that's what you want to do. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon. Go to space with the air like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you wanna do. Bring me down, can nothing bring me down? Your love is too high. Happy, bring happy, me down, happy, can nothing happy, bring me down? I said, bring me down, can nothing bring me down, Your love is too happy, bring me down. Your nothing, bring me down. I said, clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Cause I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Cause I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Cause I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you wanna do.
That's Flora Magali. She is from Switzerland, and she's a horse girl over there, and we just love her music. And there's a completely different take on Happy. I thought it was... I like it, though.
She's so amazing. Good. Her voice is so beautiful.
It is. Yeah.
It gets you the shivers.
Too. Yeah. And she, all of her songs are like that.
And she I should sing that on The Voice, and Pharrell would pick her.
Yes, exactly. You know, I've encouraged her behind the scenes to do that, to do one of the big competitions, but she's not confident enough in coming over here to do it. And I guess you can. I mean, there's been Russians and all different kinds of all different countries have come over here and done it, but not yet. I think she's trying to really make it over there in Europe. Good luck.
You said she listens to the show?
She is I forget how we got a hold of her. She got a hold of us, but I don't know. I don't remember how that happened. It's been a while now.
You don't remember yesterday, so you can't remember that.
That is very, very true. Well, one of the things I wanted to mention was the Stable Scoop show last week. Speaking of auditors, we have been highlighting listeners and auditors all year long. Every week we interview a new one. Well, last week it was your fellow Arizonian, Ruby Kaufman, who you've heard here on the show. She's called in before. She's the so chicken cute. Girl, and she's our youngest auditor that I know about. She's like 13 or... Well, she said she's 16 now, believe it or not. I think she started with us when she was like 11.
Well, she would call in. No, I think she's like 12 or 13. She would call in, and we thought we were talking to an adult, and she said something about school, and we're like, what's school? Oh, high school. Wait, what? How old are you? You're 13? Oh, my God. That's when I was like, okay, I feel better about the world that there's 13-year-olds that are that mature and like well-spoken. She's done better well-spoken than me. That's for dang sure.
And she has more birds than you, I think. Although with your latest batch, you might be beating her. So,
oh my God, I have so many chickens now. Yes. That's insane.
You're going to have to find something to do with those chickens.
Yeah.
But she is, she was our highlight also last week on Stable Scoop. You'll find a productivity tip that we do every month with a good friend of ours on eating frogs. You'll have to go over and find out what that's all about. Mm-hmm. And thanks to horselovers.com, we're doing product reviews every week on Stable Scoop, and we reviewed the Noble Outfitters Guardsman Fly Mask, the new ones that are out that you've seen in the stores. So we did a review of that as well, all on Stable Scoop episode 402.
Good Lord, can Zeus wear it?
Tough wise or
yeah.
Oh, you know,
I mean, I don't know if that horse is going to wear. He eats them. He actually eats. I mean,
how does he eat them off his own face?
He rubs them off in the. I don't know, Glenn. I don't know. I wish I had an answer. But by God, you put a dang fly mask on him, and it ends up. He ate the Velcro off Zeus of Thor's, and Thor was wearing it. I'm sorry. Side note, frustration. Go ahead.
All right. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings and intern Haley. It's Jennifer's birthday, so she's off today out there playing with the horses. She is so excited, by the way, about her new horse. She loves her new horse. She was out there riding all weekend long. We went out together for the first time on the roads, took Scooter and her new horse out on the roads to venture out. And this horse is just a trooper. I mean, just a great horse, and she loves trotting this horse now. She said it. She doesn't feel like her innards are being squished like she did with Beaker. So
I can tell she loves him because I listened to the horsemanship radio yesterday, and she literally talked about him for like 20 minutes. Yes. And then I listened to the dressage radio show, the one about the long lining, and all you did was talk about her
yes,
new horse. So I feel like I'm...
horse.
I'm Nigel heavy right now, but I just the love you guys have for him is so cool.
He's a neat guy. He's big. I mean, he keeps getting bigger. You know, as he's filling out now, it's just like, ooh, it's a the big guy. We're not used to having big horses like you. He's 6, 7, somewhere in there.
Perfect.
I think.
Perfect.
Such a good age.
I don't remember. Perfect. I really don't remember. But, you know, on a little bit of a sad note, but I announced it here on my Facebook page, is the Beast has gone to Kitty Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
The Beast, who longtime listeners know all the Beast stories, and I appreciate everybody posting nice comments about the Beast. Beast is now in Kitty Heaven tormenting everybody. I guarantee you by this point, the Beast is king of Kitty Heaven and running the place.
Well, so, he's up there with Frank, so Frank's up on the roof. Beast is on the ground.
Yeah, Frank's keeping an eye on Beast. It's been a little quiet around here without the Beast tormenting and terrorizing everything. But one of the things we did learn in the last couple of days is when you don't have a cat in the house, you don't have to worry about what's on the countertops. You know, there's lots of things you don't have. I don't have to worry about walking in puke at 4 in the morning, things like that.
You got flowers for your wife, and the flowers are still there.
That's the thing. I was able to get my wife flowers for the first time, literally in 5-6 years, because the Beast would shred them all over the house. He would take them. I don't care where we put them. If we put them on the mantle above the fireplace, the Beast would jump up there, knock them off, break the glass. We couldn't use glass vases anymore. Break the glass and shred the flowers. He would just shred them. It would look like a flower bomb hit the house.
Shows you.
There are certain things I don't miss about the Beast. As everybody knows, I kind of had a
lot. You know what, though? You'll start to miss. Once the flowers are dead and they're gone and you're staring at a wilted group, you're going to be like, oh, I miss the Beast. He would have shredded those so long ago. I wouldn't have had to clean them up. You'll miss him. I know that the husband thing, like Chad didn't miss Frank at all. Not that he didn't like our cat. It was a nice cat. He just doesn't like cats. So I don't think he was going to miss him at all. But there's just certain times where like they usually appear. And I mean, Frank was much more my cat than his. But there's just times where Frank would appear out of nowhere. And because he was like the ghost cat, and he just quit appearing places, and I think it really got to Chad too. So
it's in the evenings when we were watching TV on the couch.
Yeah,
he would show up and actually be quiet and sit for 5 minutes. That would be the time
he would sit up on your lap and hair all over you.
Oh, geez, that's the other thing I'm not going to miss is hair. Because he's a long-haired cat. God, we had dust bunnies that were the size of elephants.
Yeah,
I won't miss that either. But now it's time to move on with the show.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
Well, filling in for Leslie, who's hung over from her week in England, we have Kristen from Horse Nation with us. Hey, Kristen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So good to hear from you again. And
good to be here.
Do you think Leslie is going to recover? Is it going to take her about a week?
Oh, I don't know. We were debating, you know, I know you guys met Lorraine a few weeks ago. We were emailing. We're like, maybe we should tell Leslie to just, like, stay an extra week, you know, just relax. And then, you know, continue her party with Lady Martha. But I'm sure she'll be back with us soon.
Now, before we get into the Horse Nation stuff, I actually said to Glenn last week, I said, can we get Kristen from Horse Nation on the show? Because she is obviously, I want to talk Derby with her. I want to talk racehorses with her. And you've written a ton of articles. He was like, oh, she's coming on Monday. Ha ha ha. And here you are. So give me some thoughts about the Derby.
Okay. This might not be a very popular opinion. I don't know if Nyquist is going to, I don't know if he can really go. I really don't think he can go all three. I don't know if he can do the Preakness too. I don't know. I just don't have a very strong feeling about him, but I think I might be on like an American Pharoah hangover from last year. So I don't know.
I understand the American Pharoah hangover, but everybody said Nyquist would not go a mile and a quarter, and boom, look at that. So now the Preakness is going to be a little shorter, which suits him a little bit better. So I'm going to tend to disagree with you, young lady. Never mind. I don't want to talk Derby anymore.
That's fine. We can move on.
We're done here. Moving on. No, I'm just kidding. So what'd you think about
Unpopular
the race,
opinion. You know, I was watching it. Of course, you know, you watch the replay over and over and over again. And I watch a different horse every time to try to see what's going on. I think if Exaggerator could have gotten, you know, shook loose of that pack a little sooner, he might have caught him because he was gaining on him at the end still. I don't
and
know.
What'd you think
it's interesting
about,
to see, they're like, oh, if you could do this, I mean, of course, that's not the way it happened. So you don't, you'll never know. We'll never know at all.
Well, so. and I asked this, I posed this question earlier on the show. So you've got Mike Smith on his horse, and everybody, for all intents and purposes, were saying that, you know, the speed horse, he's the speed horse. He's going to get out there in front. And like, you know that they're going to fade. So why would you, as a jockey, let your horse run away with you at the beginning and set those super fast fractions and not rate him just a little bit more, rate his speed a little bit more, and save a little for the end? But I watch horse race after horse race after horse race where horses go out there, they blow it out there, the speed horse, but they never finish winning. So why do they do that?
Do they just think maybe today will be the day I wear everybody else out?
Are you in agreement with me, though? Like,
know.
Dancing Candy came out and was just blowing them all his bits. And you know they have clocks in their
beautiful.
Head.
Beautiful. I was like, oh, look at him go. But, yeah, of course, you know, he didn't make it. So, you know, there's always going to be a faster closer. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand that strategy.
So you have no answer. We need to get the Woodbine people on. I need to talk to a trainer. I need – let's go ahead and get the trainer, Cliff Size Jr., on. Or let's get Mike on. Book Mike. I gotta know.
There you go. You just call up Dancing Candy himself and see if he has
like,
any opinions for you. Why did you do that?
What's going on?
Tell me
on?
Why you ran. He was a beautiful sight, though. You know, for the first half of the race, I was like, that's a good looking horse. Just
he was really beautiful when he wasn't covered
then,
in mud.
There he goes.
But then he got covered in mud and just looked like the rest of them. All right, so Glenn, I'll leave you alone now. I gotta go check on the baby. You guys can talk Horse Nation.
How about Channing Tatum? I mean, we got celebrity news on Horse Nation this week. What's going on there?
Yes, we are your source for sordid celebrity horse gossip. So, Channing Tatum, who is a beautiful man, he got another rescue horse recently, which is great. You know, I mean, you always read about celebrities getting horses, and you're like, oh, yay, celebrities with horses. But he's, you know, really like walking the walk and talking the talk with horse rescue, which I think is pretty cool. You know, we love Kaylee Cuoco with her nice show jumpers, but it is really nice to see.
Can I say I extra love Kaylee Cuoco? Can I just say extra love Kaylee Cuoco? Just
so fabulous. I wish we could, you know,
I might be a stalker
for Horse Nation or just come hang out with us.
And I might have hired a couple of guest services. I've offered rewards to get her on this show. So I might be stalking her through many channels at this point. I'm just throwing that out there.
But it's professional stuff.
That is
so
correct.
You know,
that is all for the show. It's
that
all
makes it okay.
Yeah, that's all for the benefit of the listeners. Has nothing to do with me geeking out. Nothing.
Nothing selfish at all.
Channing Tatum gets this horse. What was it? It was a gift from his wife.
Yes, and we couldn't find a lot of details on, you know, where it was rescued from or what the horse's story was, but he does have another rescue horse, which we've covered in the past, where. There's a great photo of him sharing a beer with it. This horse, it looks like that was a birthday gift, and he immediately went out on a trail ride. It looks like it was maybe his daughter who painted his face to look like Braveheart. Aww. So it's a little bit of an odd look. His face is green and blue, but he's riding down the trail, and he says, birthday ever. So,
what are
so
their
we
names?
Can, we can all get down to that. This horse is named Cajun, and let me see if I can click back to our old article to see what his other horse's name is. But the other horse is lovely. It's a Gray Smoke. That's the horse's name. Smoke and Cajun. And apparently they are big rescue animal lovers in general. So they've rescued a bunch of other pets. I guess his wife Jen has adopted a pig. So they have a pig roaming around in their house, I guess. I don't know. And yeah, they do a lot of charity work for animal rescue.
Okay.
So.
I want to know in the picture. So we see a picture from his Instagram account, I think, or somewhere. And I gotta ask, what's with the Airstream trailer? Is this where he lives when the wife kicks him out? You're on the couch. You're in the Airstream. because the horse is pictured in front of an old Airstream trailer, and I was just curious about that. Yeah. Any thoughts?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a weird picture, to be honest. I'm like, yeah. I don't know where this trailer is or what's going on. But, you know, as I'm reading a couple other celebrity gossip sites to try to get an idea of what the deal is, they say that the family likes to camp when they're not, you know, I guess, running around Hollywood. So,
That would explain the Airstream.
I guess they're a camper and they're, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if it was getting kicked out.
You know, he's just like us. He's a regular guy. He likes to camp and go trail riding and paint his face blue. So, you know, the stars are just like us.
All right, and now a new app. Tell us about the new app.
Yes, okay, I do need to preface this with, this seemed to confuse a few people. If you download a third-party keyboard app, it doesn't show up with your other emojis. So this is Horsemoji. It looks really cool. I downloaded it without any problem, and I've been using it to
for
kind of
iPhone
bother my friends
or
quite
Android?
A bit. It's for both. You can get it for iPhone and Android. And it basically gives you an extra keyboard of horse emojis. So there's like little horses making the faces that your regular emojis make. And then there's also a few additional pictures. So there's like a barn and a grain and a little horse on a trailer. So, you know, there's quite a bit. You can get pretty expressive with this if you so desire. So if you click through, I did a couple of fake conversations with some people I know. There's a big selection of breeds. So, you know, there's a fake conversation between me and my long-suffering horse husband who's asking why the trailer is gone. And I said, what do you mean we're not at the sale? And then there's a lovely selection of breeds, so you can show exactly what kind of horse you just bought at the sale that you're not at. So it looks like a lot of fun. So one of the issues with the third-party emoji apps is that you do have to give full access to your keyboard, which I think a lot of people get freaked out about because they think that the developer then can steal your information. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. If you don't like that, maybe don't download it. But I downloaded it. It's a lot of fun.
Is it free? Is this a free one or a paid one?
It is $1.99.
Oh, it's expensive. So
for horse people, that's close to free for the amount of money we're putting in.
That's true.
Now, this is the, I just stepped back down, but this is the emoji thing you're talking about?
Yeah.
Now, do the other people, do the people that you send those emojis to have the app as well to be able to see them?
No, it comes through like a tiny picture, so anybody can see them, even if they don't have the app.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's a plus. Yeah, you don't have to have everybody to download it to use it. So
But you said it like I think I have a keyboard. I downloaded a special keyboard. It will not work with that, right?
I don't know. Actually, I'm not sure how they work together. I had another like third party emoji thing on, and I don't have it on at the same time, so I don't know if they would both show up when I went to use it. But yeah, I think maybe some readers had a hard time figuring out where it goes. They don't show up with your regular range of emojis, so don't be surprised if you can't immediately find it.
It's like a different language, the way that the keyboard works.
Yeah, so I think that might have thrown some people for a loop. They were like, it doesn't work, but it does.
I actually downloaded it.
Figuring. Yeah, have you had fun with it? You know, you can send people.
Yeah.
My favorite is the horse.
I was honestly a little spooked because when you change the keyboard, it says, you know, hey, this is giving, you know, the manufacturer access to the things that you're typing, and that kind of spooked me. But I think I saw that the person who created the app commented. Can you share a little bit about that? I think she said it's safe.
Yeah,
Apple.
That's something that any third party, like, so if you download any new app for your keyboard, I think most of them come with that warning. And it does send information about what keys you're hitting to the developer. So that's actually, we've been in direct communication with her. Her name's Christina. She's very nice. She's been answering reader questions on the comments.
Yeah, I saw that.
So she does.
She's reassuring.
She gets that information, but she's like, I'm not using that information. So of course, you know,
she doesn't
want to
know. She doesn't want to know who you're having an affair with.
Yeah, she's not going to go take your credit card information and send it to somewhere. Right. That's what I think people are concerned about. You know, if they're putting their card information on their phone, but
I think everybody would be really surprised at what apps gather what information from your phone. I think people would be terrified.
That was my other argument was, you know, if you think that Apple doesn't have a way to get that information off your phone, you're probably kidding yourself. So
So, you know, but I put the disclaimer on just in case, you know, if people get a little upset that they downloaded an app that might send their information somewhere. So, you know, it's up to reader's personal choice to download it. But I find it to be a lot of fun. And, you know, there's only so many horse emojis already on there. You know, how many times can you really send someone, oh, I'm riding my racehorse, which is really the only option you have. So horse emoji definitely gives you a few more choices. There's an event horse and a dressage horse and a western horse and a horse bucking someone off, which I've already used. So yeah, there's an emoji for every equestrian occasion. So
all right, very
good. I think you should download it and start sending it to
people.
They
are cute too, I gotta say. They are cute emojis. I like them.
Yeah, they're pretty detailed. She did a lot of good work with these.
I love this one. The post you guys did on Horse Nation last week that said, you wrote it, said no one ever. And then you put a whole bunch of memes in there, a whole bunch of pictures with memes in there. And I just loved the first one because yesterday, Jennifer has this new horse and she took the new horse out after she rode and gave him a bath. And then she put him out in the paddock that has the least amount of sand, has mostly all grass, so he could dry off without rolling. And he found that corner with the sand and rolled. She was so mad, she went out and gave him a second bath. And then made him stand with the hay net in the aisle way until he dried. So he had two baths yesterday. And your first little meme here was, I love when my horse rolls after a bath. Said no one ever. So that hit home.
Oh, yeah. And there were so many good reader comments on this. I think this is going to be a series. So keep your eye out because we'll have at least part two, maybe part three, four, five, six as we go. Because, yeah, readers had plenty of good ones. So I know one reader suggestion was, I love when my horse poops in the water bucket. Said no one ever. They always do that. I don't know why.
Mine does that all the time.
Oh, it's awful. So, yeah, I don't know how they aim so well, but. Yeah,
it's like that little waterer, too. It's not more than, 6 inches wide or something?
Yeah, it takes some serious skill. You know, they're really working.
I like the one you put up that said, I don't need a truck, I have a Prius. Said no one ever. I love that one. I have a love-hate relationship with Priuses, so I thought that was cute. Well, we're going to say goodbye to you. We have a listener to get to here at this point. But thank you so much for filling in today. We really appreciate it. We're still loving your work over on Horse Nation. You do a terrific job.
Oh, well, thank you.
And you can look for Kristen Kovach in the byline if you're looking for her articles over on Horse Nation. And there was another one, too, a quiz that you did. And people can stop by and check that out as well. Go to horsenation.com. And next week, I'm sure Leslie will be back to tell us about the behind the scenes with Lady Martha. That's always a good time.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that, too. That'll be a good time.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Bye-bye. Well, next up...
She writes such good stuff.
She does. She does a great job with it. Well, next up, we have a listener of ours. We love highlighting listeners when they get new horses, and it is the year of the listener here at the Horse Radio Network. So we're excited to have with us Joy, Orr is her name, and we're going to learn a little bit about her and her horses. Hi, Joy.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm just looking at the pictures of the picture that you posted of you and the two horses we're going to talk about. And first, your horses are adorable, but so are you. So,
thank you.
She's so cute.
She is
so
cute.
Gosh. And Penny and Sunshine are adorable as well.
Thank you.
Well, now tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you live?
I live in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I've been living here for 4 years now, but I am a Michigander by default. I've lived on Lake Michigan the rest of my life, so it's, you know, cold all the time. I'm still venturing into spring, barely.
We have a ton of listeners in Michigan. It seems like we have an inordinate amount of listeners in Michigan, and we figure it's because they're always so freaking cold, and they're all they don't
go outside.
Exactly. So they just sit around and listen to us is why what I figured. But thank you for listening. We really appreciate that. Now, you're a full-time graduate student?
Yes, I am.
Doing in what?
Yep. Business administration and management.
Okay, cool. And working full-time, too?
Yep. I work for Domino's Pizza in our supply chain center, working for our procurement team. So it's you know, it's busy all the time.
You know, Domino's is now my new favorite pizza place because I can get gluten-free pizza at Domino's.
It's amazing, and it doesn't taste like cardboard.
It doesn't. You're really exactly impressed. Right. That's right.
That's what my team does. They pick the best product. So
well, thank
you. I'm
glad
you like it. I'll let them know.
Thank you for helping us gluten-free people out. And you know what? I tried Pizza Hut's gluten-free pizza, and it was not as good as Domino's. So,
no.
I'm still mad that they don't do the 30 minutes or less. I used to live. We used to get free pizza all the time because Domino's used to be if they don't deliver it in 30 minutes or less, your pizza's free.
It was you were the reason they quit doing it.
We're like, you were 47 seconds late. Free pizza. Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Well, let's talk horses here. Tell us about these two horses that you got in your life.
Yeah, it's kind of a different type of adoption story since I've known them for so many years. They're actually my dad's horses, and my dad had an accident a couple of years ago. He was a firefighter, and it caused a herniated disc in his back. Oh, wow. So he really wasn't able to care for these horses the way that they really needed. They were going outside, and they had, you know, great food, but they're kind of just pasture ornaments. And it was getting harder and harder for him each year. And so I finally was at a point in my life. I had actually brought my horse back from their farm to Ann Arbor in October. And her name is Sabitha. She's this adorable little black Arab who's, you know, she's 15 hands, but wears a size 66 blanket. Like, she's super petite. but I offered to take them in for him. I've actually known Pretty Penny, my chestnut, since I was 5 years old. She was one of my first lesson horses, and, you know, he was going to sell her, which I said, heck no, I'm not going to hear that this horse went to Mexico. She's coming with me.
Aww.
So she's in semi-retirement. She's the sweetest horse you could ever imagine. She's the one who falls asleep when you're grooming her. She just wants to press her face into you all day. You know, she doesn't have any mare tendencies at all. She's just absolutely adorable and sweet. So I've been working with her, just getting her really comfortable in her new home, which she loves a lot. She's a huge 5-acre pasture. She has one of the best food rotations. Everyone gives her treats, even though I really discourage that.
Well, she's got the cutest Arabian face. And, you know, that's nobody can resist those cute Arabian faces.
It doesn't help that she's just so sweet either. She, you know, she doesn't pin her ears back like most mares do with new people. And she, you know, she loves kids too. So if any kids visit the barn, they instantly give her carrots all day. but she's such a great horse, and we're working on making her a therapy horse, for people who suffer with anxiety and depression. Just so they can, people who aren't normally around horses can just kind of experience them, but, you know, have a very beginner and broke horse to do that with. So that's kind of what the rest of her life is looking at right now.
Well, that's a perfect job for her.
I think so. And, you know, she's ridden about twice a week now. I'm trying to have my chiropractor come out and just check her and, you know, make sure that she's sound before we really do anything too much with her, just with her age, because she's been sitting for so long. So, you know, we're just, you know, taking it in baby steps, having the dentist come out and check her too before we stick a bit in her mouth. And I just want to make sure she's comfortable and happy. And then Sunshine, she is what I would define as a more than average gentle Mustang. she's had a really rough path. We've had her since she was 3. She's 15 now, but she's been to a trainer. I think the second week we had her, she went to a trainer, and that trainer tried to get her into some advanced work. He was trying to make her a reining horse before she was even saddle broke. And anytime she didn't understand anything, he would just run her.
Jeez.
We came in about 2.5 weeks when we were noticing like she wasn't moving correctly, and then he was just spurring her, and we're like, okay, we're taking our horse. We keep the money, we're taking the horse.
Aww.
And after a veterinary checkup, she had almost torn a ligament, or not a tendon in her shoulder. So she is lame for just about 4 to 5 years.
Wow.
Wow.
and she's terribly afraid of people.
No kidding.
She got
I wonder
to
why.
Point where we, yeah. I know, especially men. I could take her outside, but she was still a pretty naughty mare about it. But she did not like men. She wouldn't allow people in the stall. It was just a nightmare. And I was a teenager at the time, so I was like, I'm not getting killed. So it's like, yeah, you need to send this horse to a professional. Let them train it. Let them sell it. But this horse is going to kill us. And he's like, no, it's my dream horse. You can't sell her. She's
beautiful.
Let me I have something
looks are deceiving.
I have something for that jerk, okay?
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
I don't know, Glenn. Spurring nice him and galloping him sounds such a good training technique, you know? Just spur him and gallop him. Then they're not understanding. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's been sound for the past few years, so we made a deal as of now. We're going to see how she goes, but if I can get her sound and broke and, you know, comfortable with people and find a really good home, we'll probably rehome her. But if not, I'll just keep her for my dad. He's invested, you know, over 20 years in the horses, and mm-hmm. so it's really hard for him not to have them with him right now.
Did she sign the deal, Sunshine? Did she sign the deal, too? Is she in on the deal?
No.
Okay.
Prince on the.
She's unaware, but pretty optimistic right now. She's so curious, and the moment she, you know, got to the new barn, it was a total change in her personality. Her anxiety went down greatly. Her stall is huge. It's, I believe, like 12 by 14. It's really big. And it's open, so she can see all around it and stick her head out, so she doesn't feel trapped. She also has a huge pasture, and she and Penny are, you know, glue. They're nicknamed the Siamese twins right now because they stick together the entire time.
The picture of you, the three of you, is just adorable. They just have such a sweet expression on their face.
It's such a funny, because that day was terrible, actually, in that picture.
Oh, you know,
I had a terrible day at work, and my keys got locked in my car. My boyfriend forgot to put my spare back in my purse. So it was a rough day, but yeah. They made it better.
Yeah, and I love how, with the way they're standing, it makes they make a heart with you in the middle. It's so cute.
Yeah, they frame her perfectly.
Yeah, they do.
It's one of those pictures you try to get over and over and over again. They're like, one's ears go back, yeah. One's not. They're not sniffing noses. It's like the perfect little ears up, sniffing noses, you in the middle picture. It's adorable.
That's probably going to end up being our Christmas card.
I do that with
only good. I get one good picture each year.
Yeah.
I just say, you know, you're the kind of listener that we hope for, because you could have just said, okay, sell these horses and gone on with your life, right? I mean, that would have been the easy, and nobody would have blamed you for doing that, but you chose not to, and so good on you.
No, thank you. I mean, my horse, Tabitha, taught me so much. I mean, as a kid, I was just, it's all about riding, and Sabitha was, you know, the bat crazy horse of the barn. Very typical Arab, I'm going to say it that way. And just through a lot of patience and learning how she learned, I've learned so many horsemanship skills that had I not had, you know, if I had the easy horse, I would have never learned. So it's really been a blessing. Yeah, it really has. And now I'm seeing progress in Sunshine. It took 30 minutes to get a halter on her the first day. 30 minutes.
Wow.
But now, you know, we're a week in, and I can put a halter on, take it off, put it on, take it off. And she actually had her halter was starting to grow on her skin. She has to have medication now. We just use aloe heal, something really simple. And, you know, it's been awesome to see how far she's come in just a short amount of time. She's very curious, and we're just going off of that right now. We're doing a lot of desensitizing. And
you're doing the same thing Jamie did with the Mustangs. Really? I mean, that's what
I've learned so much from your show. You have no idea. It's been like a extra lesson for me, and it's been awesome. So thank you guys for putting on such a great show.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. The best of luck with Sunshine.
Can't wait to follow the progress.
Yeah, we're going to be wishing the best for you. Keep us informed, and we'll have you back here in a couple of months and find out how Sunshine the Palomino is doing.
Sounds good. I'm hoping to have her walk, trot, cantering by August for my dad's birthday. So that's the plan.
Well, and
you'll make it.
And thank your dad for what he did for everybody, too. I mean, that's a tough job. So we appreciate mm-hmm. him as well. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you. All right, have a great day, guys.
If you get a new horse, we want to hear from you. Drop me a note or drop Jamie a note or put a note on our Facebook page, and we'd be happy to get you on. You can tell us. There's nothing more exciting in a horse person's life than getting a new horse, right? So
Or two.
And in this case, they were old horses that she took possession of, that she'd known forever, and so nice that she did that. We want to hear from you, though. We want to hear about your horse. We all love hearing about each other's horses. And speaking of horses, my wife just rode up to my window in those breeches, Jamie. Ugh. She's in the striped breeches. The breeches from hell.
Hell breeches.
She just rode up to the window and waved. These are hideous breeches, aww, too. They are super striped. And Jennifer got them as a joke for her and Jamie when one Ada. And
pink and lime green and brown striped breeches, and they're hideous. And the only time I've ever worn them was when Thor fell on me and broke my foot. And all I could think of was, I have to get these things off because I cannot go to the emergency room wearing these nasty ass candy striped monstrosities.
Isn't it funny what you think of when you're on your way to the emergency room? Are my underwear clean? No, I need to change my breeches.
God, I got to take these things off. They'll laugh me out of it. They'll make me wait longer.
It was so cute of you, too. The other day we were talking about this off air, and you said, those breeches. And I could tell you were just not wanting to throw them away because Jennifer had given it to you. And we were like, no, take them out back and burn them.
I feel like they're bad luck breeches. And that's what happened to me. And now I don't want to wear them anymore. But I felt guilty. And you're like, no, get rid of them.
Yeah, just burn them. They were really ugly.
I donated them.
Jennifer has a matching pair.
Yes, and she was wearing them. Apparently, now she finds them comfortable. I don't know. But they are ugly. They are not as attractive as her smooth, dried jeans, that's for sure.
No.
Well, let's call it a day. Thank you so much, Haley, for joining us. We really appreciate you filling in today.
Yeah.
And, now she can fill in every day. She's got nothing to do. I mean, yeah.
She has plenty of time.
Give me something to do.
No job.
I feel lost.
Bored. No homework to do.
I have a student job. I just don't have a horsey job.
Well, that'll come one day. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Endurance Day here on Horses in the Morning. Karen will be back to talk about all the distance riding adventures that she gets up to. And I'm sure we'll have some terrific guests. Jamie will be back here on Wednesday. We have a surprise for you. And let's just say it involves a little Spanish. So that's,
I don't like surprises.
That's coming up on Wednesday's show. Take care, everybody.
Hasta luego.
Hey, somebody did post that the app was working. Live feed was working on the Android app.
Bye, Neuter Gal. Have a good one.